Welcome back to the deep dive. Last time out, we really got into the weeds with the 9.0 release of Open Cluster Scheduler, OCS, and of course its gridware sibling, GCS.
Right. We covered the core functions, the open source nature of it all.
Exactly. And well, today we have some pretty exciting news. Version 9.0.5 for both OCS and GCS is here. So think of this as the next chapter, building directly on that 9.0 foundation. Today, we really want to unpack what's new and importantly, how these updates actually, well, help you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be focusing on a few key things. First, just reinforcing that commitment to open source. That hasn't changed. Then some really significant updates around MPI integration. That's a big one.
Okay.
We'll also give you a sneak peek, sort of, at a new tool called Telemetry. It's in developer preview right now, aimed at making cluster monitoring simpler.
Monitoring, always important.
Always. And finally, we'll tie it all together, talk about the overall value, you know, what you get from this new release.
Okay, great. So let's start there. Version 9.0.0 was, well, it felt like a significant release itself. Can you just quickly remind us what were the main goals or achievements then, just to set the stage?
Sure. Essentially, 9.0 was about laying down that modern open source base for cluster management. It gave us the core scheduling, the framework for managing resources, and really the first steps towards making it extensible.
Right. Getting that foundation solid.
Exactly. Providing a robust, adaptable, open source starting point.
Yeah.
That was a key thing.
So how should we view 9.0.5 then? Is it just polishing the edges or is there more substance?
Well, the version number, yeah, it suggests incremental. But honestly, 9.0.5 packs in some really valuable stuff. It's driven by, you know, user feedback, our own development work. It's not a total rewrite, obviously.
Yeah.
But it definitely moves the needle in key areas, makes things more user-friendly, more capable.
Fantastic. Okay, so a core thing, you mentioned it already, with 9.0.0 was open source. Is that still front and center for 9.0.5?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. That commitment to open source is fundamental for both OCS and GCS 9.0.5. I mean, you still get all that transparency. You can look at the code. You can adapt it.
No black boxes.
Exactly. No black boxes. Community support, freedom from vendor lock-in.
Yeah.
All those benefits are still right there. It gives users a significant amount of control.
That control is huge. Okay, let's dive into something critical for a lot of our listeners, running parallel JAWS, MPI stuff. What's the story there in 9.0.5?
Right, so this is where especially folks in HPC are going to see some nice improvements. Version 9.0.5 now comes with built-in support for several major MPI distributions. We're talking Intel MPI, MPeach, MVOPage, and OpenBI.
Okay, that's pretty much the main lineup people use. So built-in support, what does that actually mean day-to-day for someone setting up a job?
It means setup gets a lot simpler. The release includes pre-configured parallel environment templates, PE templates, for each of those MPIs.
Oh, okay.
So instead of having to define, you know, all the parameters and settings manually, which can be tricky.
Yeah, I've been there.
Right. Now, admins can just add these templates pretty easily using confapp, a single command. It really cuts down the complexity for setting up those tightly integrated parallel runs.
That sounds like a massive time saver. No more digging through docs trying to figure out every little PE setting from scratch. And you mentioned build scripts too.
Yeah, that's another piece aimed at sort of smoothing the path. For MPeach, MVOPage, and OpenPeach, you'll find example build scripts. They're in Stegiver and Pimpid distribution build esh.
Okay.
Now, a quick caveat. These are examples. You wouldn't just run them blindly in production without checking your own environment, obviously. But they give you a really good starting point, show you how you could build and install those MPIs within your cluster setup.
Gotcha. So helpful if you're maybe less familiar with building a specific MPI or just want a reference. What about actually running the applications? Any help there for users?
Yep. We included a practical MPI example program written in C. It's sitting in Zagor at Pip examples. And the neat thing about this example is it's designed to run as a tightly integrated job across all the MPIs we now support out of the box.
Oh, nice.
And crucially, it also demonstrates checkpointing and restart capabilities, which, you know, for long-running jobs is essential.
Absolutely essential.
Yeah. What else comes with that example? Just the code?
No, it's pretty well-rounded. You get the C source, naturally, but also documentation explaining what it does, a build script for compiling it, a sample job script showing how you'd submit it.
Okay, so the whole workflow.
Pretty much. And even a template for the checkpointing environment configuration itself. The idea is to give you a hands-on way to see these MPI features in action.
So pulling this together, for anyone doing parallel computing, 9.0.5 sounds like it could seriously streamline things. More choice in MPI, easier setup.
That's exactly the goal. Make it easier to leverage parallel processing in your OCS or GCS cluster without getting, you know, bogged down in all the setup minutia. Right.
Okay, let's shift gears. Something totally new. Telemetry. You mentioned it's a developer preview. What's the main idea here?
So telemetry is a new metrics exporter specifically for GCS for now. The main goal is simple. Make it easier to monitor and observe what your cluster is actually doing.
Okay.
And yeah, developer preview is important. It means it's functional, but things might change. The specific metrics, how they're named, maybe even what's available that could evolve based on feedback. We really want people to kick the tires and tell us what they think.
So getting better visibility into cluster operations, how does telemetry actually do that?
It's designed to play nicely with popular open source monitoring tools. Think Prometheus and Grafana.
Standard stack for many people.
Exactly. Telemetry basically exports a whole bunch of cluster metrics in a format Prometheus can easily scrape or collect. This includes things like host metrics, CPU load, GPU info if you have it, memory usage, that kind of stuff.
Okay, the basics, right? But also job metrics. How many jobs are queued, running? If any have aired out waiting times. And it even gives you stats on the cluster process itself, its own CPU and memory use, info about the spooling file system, which is critical for scheduler operation.
That's quite comprehensive. You also mentioned optional per job metrics. When would that be useful?
Yeah, so you can configure it to export metrics for every single job. That gives you incredibly granular insight, right?
Yeah.
See exactly how individual workloads are behaving.
But there's a catch.
There's a potential catch, yeah. It's generally, then you can use flags to turn on more data sources, like Enable Execs gets you metrics from the execution hosts, Enable Master adds the master stats, and Single Jobs turns on that per job stuff we just talked about.
Pretty straightforward for a quick start. What about, you know, more advanced setups, different ports, security?
Yep, covered. For more fine-grained control, it uses environment variables. For instance, Otel Exporter Prometheus endpoint lets you change the address and port it binds to.
Handy.
If you need to lock down that metrics endpoint, you can turn on basic authentication using Killometry username and Killometry password.
Okay, standard off.
And for, you know, better security, you can enable TLS encryption. Just point it to your cert and key files using Killometry tool cert and Killometry's key.
So flexible enough for different security postures and network layouts. What's the sort of recommended workflow for using this long term?
The typical stack would be, first, get telemetry running on your cluster. Second, configure your Prometheus server to scrape metrics from the endpoint telemetry provides.
Standard Prometheus setup.
Exactly. And third, set up Grafana. Point it at Prometheus as a data source. And actually, to make that last step even easier, the release includes built-in support for an example Grafana dashboard.
Oh, that's really useful. A pre-built dashboard.
Yeah, you can import it and get instant visualizations of your cluster's health, job states, resource usage, and so on. A real leg up for getting started.
That lowers the barrier to entry significantly. Any platform restrictions right now for telemetry?
Yes, for this initial developer preview, it's supported on Linux, specifically on LXAMD64 and LXARM64 architectures.
Got it. And just to reiterate, because it's a developer preview, feedback is really wanted here.
Definitely, please. Try it out, especially in test environments first. Let us know what works, what doesn't, any bugs you find, features you think are missing. That input is gold for shaping its future.
Okay, so telemetry sounds like a very promising addition for anyone wanting better insight into their GCS cluster. Mm. Worth checking out, even in this early stage. Now, one more item mentioned was about making configuration templates easier to create.
Yes. This one's maybe less flashy, but really helpful for admins, especially if you manage multiple clusters or environments.
Okay.
You can now use special variables, specifically Sigeroot and Sykstracell, inside various configuration objects when you're specifying paths to scripts.
Okay. So instead of hard coding upskewdef common myscript.esh.
Exactly. You could potentially use Sigeroot default common myscript.esh. These variables get automatically expanded to the correct paths for that specific installation.
Where can you use these? Which config settings?
Quite a few places, actually. In the global config and queue configs, you can use them for your prolog and epilog scripts. In queues, also for starter method, suspend method, resume method, terminate method.
Okay, covers the main script hooks.
Yeah, and also in PEs for start procargs and stop procargs. And even in checkpointing environments for things like sykesut command, migr command, restart command, clean command.
So basically, any way you point to a script within the SGE structure.
Pretty much. The big benefit is portability. You can write a configuration template, say, for a standard queue setup using these variables, and then deploy that same template across different clusters, maybe installed in different locations, without needing to go in and manually change all the pads each time.
Ah, I see. That removes a common source of errors and just, well, tedious work.
Exactly. It makes your configs more reusable, less error-prone, a real quality of life improvement for administration.
Sounds like it. Where can people find the definitive list of these variables and where they work?
The best place is the SlideConf 0.5 man page. It has a section, I believe, under Prologue that lists these special variables. That's the canonical source.
Good to know. Okay, so we've covered MPI, telemetry, these config variables. Let's zoom out a bit. What's the overall value proposition of 9.0.5? If someone's thinking about upgrading or adopting it now, what are the main takeaways for them?
I think it boils down to efficiency and better management. The MPI stuff makes parallel computing significantly smoother, more flexible.
Less friction there.
Right. Telemetry, even as a preview, opens the door to much better monitoring and observability. That means better resource use, faster troubleshooting down the line.
Proactive management, potentially.
Potentially, yes. And the config variable change, while small, just streamlines administration, makes life easier. And all of this, remember, is still built on that solid open source foundation.
So it sounds like whether your focus is running complex parallel jobs or getting a better handle on cluster monitoring or just simplifying day-to-day admin, 9.0.5 offers tangible benefits.
That's the idea. Making cluster management more powerful, yes, but also more accessible and providing deeper insights.
Okay, great summary. So wrapping up, 9.0.5 for OCS and GCS builds nicely on 9.0.0. Key things are that continued open source commitment, the much smoother MPI integration.
Supporting the major distributions.
That exciting first look at telemetry for monitoring.
I definitely encourage people to try that out and give feedback.
And those handy special variables for easier config management.
Yep, that's a good overview.
And presumably, detailed release notes and full documentation will be available with the release itself for all the nitty-gritty details.
Oh, absolutely. Those will have all the specifics you need to really dig in and use these new features effectively. Always check the release notes.
Excellent. Well, it's clear that open source cluster management keeps evolving. These kinds of advancements really make you wonder, you know, what new computational challenges or possibilities does this unlock for users? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.